With this Corn Congress update, I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. Again, Corn Congress usually held in person in Washington, D.C., but because of COVID-19, it had to be held virtually. Lynn Crisp, who is from Hastings, Nebraska, is rotating off as chairman of the National Corn Growers Association. He talked about the virtual meeting.
Well, I gave my chairman's remarks, which will be the last opportunity that I had to address the delegate body, which did give me an opportunity to kind of reflect a little bit on the tangible projects that I have been involved in over the years as a member of the Nebraska Corn Growers Association and National Corn as well. And I shared with the delegates that when I started with the corn growers back in the early 90s, one of the first significant projects that I was pleased to be a part of was the development of the producer's credit, which set the foundation for the ethanol industry here in the state of Nebraska. There was a lot of folks that worked on that the Nebraska corn growers were instrumental in carrying the load and getting that done.
That's National Corn Growers Association Chairman Lynn Crisp. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.